At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
However, thought it was important to kind of bring it back locally, right? So Dylan Gabriel was the third round choice to the Cleveland Browns. So they expect him to be a quarterback, which is crazy because I'll be real. I didn't see Dylan Gabriel even getting drafted, you know, anywhere near the top three rounds.
No, probably like five or six.
Yeah,
people were projecting him out to be.
I never saw Dylan Gabriel being that high on anybody's draft board. And shout out to him, though. I mean, not to say you don't deserve it. If you were an Oregon fan, you saw what Dylan Gabriel was able to do for you. Outside of the playoff game against Ohio State, he was brilliant for most of this year, for all of this year. So definitely deserved the opportunity to at least try for an NFL team. But I'll be honest, I'd be lying if I said, yeah, I knew Dylan Gabriel would get drafted. I had no idea. I didn't think he would be the prototype NFL guy, which is weird because they're talking a lot about, you know, Shador size. And, you know, Dylan Gabriel's smaller than him, right?
Oh, like, yeah, way
so smaller. Like, so I don't want to hear it's a size thing anymore. That's clearly not what it is for Shador. A lot of it has to do with
Gabriel's
him being
accurate,
young.
Though. A lot more accurate than Shador.
I think so.
I mean, he's Jackson one of the most Dart accurate quarterbacks of
Jackson Dart was not, you know, but
no, but he can run. Jackson Dart, that's a little different. Shador Sanders is an RPO quarterback. Brian Daboll wants to run an RPO system in New York. Jackson Dart fits well with that. He was also being coveted for that reason.
That's
by
fair.
Sean
he's faster,
McVay.
And he's faster than Shador. So
exactly.
I understand that part. If that's what Brian Daboll wants to do, hopefully it works. You know, but right now there's a bit of a quarterback controversy. No, I don't want to call it a controversy because you've got like five of them if you're in if you're in Cleveland right now. So, really, I don't think they're not going to keep five quarterbacks. They're going to move forward with three, and I'm trying to figure out which two we think we're going to be cut. I'm going to go ahead and say probably one of them is Flacco.
No, I think he's their week one starter, frankly. They wouldn't have re-signed him.
He
was their latest signing before the draft. This is after the Deshaun Watson situation kind of contract-wise got worked out. Essentially, you remember what, maybe a month or two ago, they gave Deshaun Watson kind of an upfront payment to get some cap space and to kind of get rid of that. That is all guaranteed money. Deshaun Watson's seeing it, but they're trying to give themselves some flexibility to go forward, and that means they're most likely going forward without Deshaun Watson on their roster. So I would believe he's probably one of the five. You're looking at Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders, Kenny Pickett, and Deshaun Watson. Pickett, of course, was traded for in the offseason. He's been a backup. You know, Pittsburgh gave an opportunity to start. He wasn't great coming out of college. He was highly touted and now kind of just slipped down to backup status. So I feel like it's between Pickett, Gabriel, and Shador to get those final two spots behind Joe Flacco. I really do think, and from the reports I've seen, is that Joe Flacco, because he's the veteran presence, is going to be leading things in week one. So.
Yeah, I think we can. It's going to be Shador and it's going to be Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, like, you think Pickett will be the odd man out?
Yeah, I think Pickett is probably the odd man out in this instance. Shador is, we've seen what he can do in college, especially with an NFL receiver. Like, that's the one thing we forget. We forget that he had the number two person in the draft, the Heisman winner, helped him win the Heisman. So I think Shador is a capable quarterback. We've seen him make some incredible plays. We've also seen Dylan Gabriel make some incredible plays. I think the question is going to be who's going to grasp the playbook the fastest and who's going to make the least amount of mistakes. I think that's going to be, as we move into training camp and as we move into, you know, all the OTAs and whatnot, who is going to show up the most? Shador has the most to prove at this point. Obviously, you're a fifth-round pick that probably should have been a second or third-round pick. Your, quote-unquote, maturity has kept him out of that top two rounds, top three rounds. I was for sure he was going to be drafted in the third round by Cleveland because they had those two picks, or, you know, kind of back to back. So
I mean, yeah, a lot of quarterbacks taken ahead of Shador.
There were a lot of quarterbacks, and some of them I don't know if it's warranted. I don't think Dylan Gabriel was better than Shador. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't think
Dylan Gabriel is better than Shador. I think
overall talent wise, probably not.
No, but I mean, I think Dylan Gabriel is mature. I think Shador is also, you know, he's not a young kid, you know, so he's what, 23, 24?
And I mean, the thing about Gabriel too is he's a lefty. And if you hear from coaches in the NFL, more often than not, they don't want to have to design an offense for a left-handed quarterback.
All of a sudden, got to get a great right tackle.
You're playing everything opposite. And usually, I mean, yeah, God, it's like having a left-handed catcher. Usually you run everything to the other side, and having to roll out to the left changes everything.
And sometimes it can be a good thing, because much like guarding a lefty in basketball, you're not expecting a lot of stuff they do. Like, Mike Vick is probably the best lefty, you know, of all time. You know, the things he could do is pretty impressive, you know, out there. So maybe, you know, Dylan Gabriel can have something similar. He's obviously not as fast as, you know, Mike Vick was, so that rollout could be crazy, could be dangerous. But I don't know, man. I'm pulling for Shador. Yeah. I'm also pulling for Dylan Gabriel. Like, I want them both to succeed. Obviously, there can only be one starting quarterback. What's the old adage? If you have two, you don't got one.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it is. And right now you have three. Joe Flacco is good enough to win you three or four games. You know, and if he goes out there and starts the season on a high note, especially considering how they've kind of cleaned up this defense a little bit, if you're Cleveland, maybe they don't go to either one of the rookies. Maybe they stay with Flacco for as long as possible and ride the hot hand. Yeah.
There's the possibility that, yeah, Flacco could just have kind of a magical run at the end of his career. He's shown that he's sustainable. Hell, Cleveland Brown has been to the playoffs recently. It's kind of weird to say that, right? But, like, he's the kind of quarterback that can get them there. And he doesn't have a strong arm. He had a strong arm. It's basically a noodle now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he can lead the offense. He's that check down guy that knows where everybody in the huddle needs to be.
Right.
And I think for the Cleveland Browns, for Stefanski, that's extremely important. And it's also important for a guy like Shador Sanders coming into this situation, who at this point, I mean, we don't need to talk about why he dropped. Like, I think that's
over at this point.
That's
over at this point.
But it was a value proposition for the Browns that it was like, oh my God, this projected first round pick is sitting in our lap. We've already taken a quarterback. Maybe it was the owner that called the Browns, because, I mean, there are reports, and you did see the draft room with the front office executives when the Browns drafted Shador Sanders. It looked like a bunch of guys being held hostage, right? They didn't look too happy about it. So whether it was the owner meddling or not, it's a value proposition way far down in the draft. And at this point, it's the smartest move for the Browns to see where Joe Flacco takes you. And then the next best talent that you have available on your roster, in my opinion, is Shador Sanders. See how Flacco helps you. See if, you know, you can insert him weeks 7, 8, or 9, if the season's not necessarily going how you want it to with Flacco. I think that that's the scenario that Cleveland's looking at here with Shador Sanders.
And I know we have to break, but I think it's important to remember, Joe Flacco was no scrub.
Nope.
At Joe Flacco's best, he was like 4,000 yards a year, you know, type thing.
He had a cannon.
He had a great arm. He beat some amazing teams en route to a championship, you know, and he's been in some amazing playoff battles with that. He's the best Ravens quarterback there's ever been.
Yep.
They're like, I mean, seriously, you got the Trent Dilfers and the other guys of like, he's the best Ravens quarterback there has ever been. Like, and at in his prime, I'm talking about a time with Tom Brady and with Peyton Manning, he was right underneath, and Drew Brees, like, he was a top five, top six guy, you know, at a point. And so,
just quiet. He, you know, he never really made waves.
No, he didn't. And he had a defense that was able to carry him, yes, you know, a lot of times. And so Joe Flacco can teach these rookies a lot about how to be winners and a lot about how to be professionals. And I think that's the main thing. This is not college, you know. There's no NIL deal coming here. Like, this is the professional ranks. And I think Joe Flacco, I don't know if there's a better teacher, maybe a Kirk Cousins, you know, something like that. But I don't know if there's a better teacher than a Super Bowl MVP like Joe Flacco.
And I really look at the weather, you know, for cities in the NFL and for teams, because if you're the Steelers, if you're the Ravens, you know, if you're the New York Giants, if you're an outdoor team up in the Northeast, the Buffalo Bills, you have to build your team, the New England Patriots, a little bit differently than the Dallas Cowboys or the Los Angeles Rams, right? Yeah. And Joe Flacco succeeded in Baltimore. He's that cold weather quarterback that can come into Cleveland and actually offer some education. And I know Shador played in Colorado. They're up in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But cold in the NFL in, you know, like October, November, December in Buffalo, New York, as opposed to, you know,
or in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. In Baltimore, as opposed to the Colorado Rockies in October, November, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
And I think that Flacco can really help not just Shador, but Dylan Gabriel with that. He has no experience in cold weather, but I'm
Dylan
telling
Gabriel
the guy,
is from Hawaii.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I'm definitely not cold there.
I'm telling y'all, though, Duck fans, beware. I'm a huge Duck fan. I love this. I love that Gabriel got an opportunity, but left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL just do not succeed as often, and I'm just not sure that we're going to see him getting the opportunity that, say, like a Shador Sanders is.
There it is. So I'm pulling for Shador. I'm also pulling for Dylan Gabriel. It's one of those things. I want both of these young men to succeed, but there can only be one, and we'll see what that looks like for them. So,
And by the way, before anybody texts and says, well, yeah, Schultze, Steve Young, Michael Vick, they were lefties. I know. I think Tua's a lefty too, right?
Tua's lefty too.
So Tua is one out of 32 quarterbacks that's a left-hander?
Something like that.
That is my point, right? I think old Boomer Esiason was a left-hander too. So pick the handful of guys that have been left-handed over the 30, 40 years in the league that we're talking about here.
And I think that's
just doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't. And I think the hope is that you do turn into Steve Young.
Exactly.
That if you are mobile, you can be Michael Vick. You know, and Steve Young was also incredibly mobile. And so
I think
being a left-handed quarterback, if you're not able to move like that, I think that's going to be a huge kind of challenge for you as you get ready to move forward. So,
do you want to
go back to basketball, I guess?
Yeah, there's just so much, man. We can go back to basketball. There's, you know, slipping some Mariners talk at the end of the hour before we go, too.
Ooh, like, that's
cool. They have won 8 straight series in a row now. They are in first place and have the third best run differential in all the American leagues.
Well, I'm with it. It's early in the season, so yeah, we
Shut
can definitely up, talk
right?
about
I,
that.
I need to celebrate
Let's
something.
Let's do it. We can definitely celebrate that. So, but first, we got a couple game ones, or excuse me, got a game seven, got a game one tonight, got a couple big games tomorrow, a couple game ones that should be a lot of fun to watch. We'll talk about those and kind of maybe pick some winners. We'll do that next, right here, Sports Sunday on The Fan.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm a huge hip hop guy and a huge R&B and all that stuff. Like,
not as big as you.
As far as like a long trip, let's say we're going to a Mariners game, right? We're just going to take a 3-hour ride to Seattle. Like, I can do alternative 90s, you know, all day. Like, we can do that. We can find a million different songs from like the Spin Doctors that just play to NSYNC. Or, you know, whatever. You played some Smash Mouth here a little bit ago. Like, it all goes. You know, it's one of those things. Music is so much fun, and there's so much of it, and there's so many different types that sound good. Like, so it's just, sometimes I'm on my gospel kick to where I just listen to, like, gospel music that I grew up listening to and stuff like that. It's just one of those things. It just feels good, sounds
I'll
good.
I'll be
so,
your bridge, your troubled water.
Well, listen to this guy over here.
I can sing some gospel.
Yeah.
I can get in it.
It's one of them things, man. So I'm a big, big music fan. So I don't care what it is. If it's a good song, like, I used to go to Oaks Park all the time, and Two Princes would come on.
Yep.
And that was one of my favorite songs in the world. Me and my god brothers, who are no longer with us, you know, at this point, man, we used to love that record and sing it late night and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, shout out to the Spin Doctors and that one song. Do you know any other song besides Two Princes?
Did they have another song?
I don't know.
They had an album or two, but you know what? Being a one-hit wonder ain't a bad thing. It's not the worst.
My only thing about being a one-hit wonder is, like, what do you do when you have a concert? Because we don't know that song. We don't know all these other songs. What is this one? What track is this? And then they play Two Princes, and you're like, oh, okay, here we go.
Well, first of all, you don't hear Two Princes until the end. That's their closing song.
I think you got to play it like, I think you have to play it like five times.
What's the, who's the band that sings, It Just Takes Some Time, that band opened for Fall Out Boy, and it's funny that I can't remember the name of the band.
Is it Sum 41? That wasn't Sum 41, was it?
No. But they, that one song is like their hit, right?
Yeah.
And they waited until the very end to play it. So,
the whole time you're like, who is this?
You know,
an
hour, people are just kind of humming these songs. Like, I don't really know what's going on. So you basically, the answer to your question, Rashad, is you kind of sit there through an hour and a half set, awkwardly play through songs that you love that nobody else actually is listening to until you get to that one.
I think you have to play like a greatest hits or something like that. Maybe not yours.
Yeah,
maybe,
like
maybe songs that people obviously
know. A couple of Queen songs in there.
Yeah, throw a Queen song in there. Maybe throw my least favorite song of all time, Sweet Caroline. You know, throw that in there. You know, just do some stuff that people know, and then get to Two Princes after you play like four or five, you know, records. Because I hate going to a concert and be like, what song is this? And I don't know this song. And then they hit you with the one you do know. It's like, oh, is that who this band is? Gotcha. Gotcha.
I remember now.
Yeah,
it's like,
I get it.
It's like seeing like a character actor. You're that guy in that thing. Or that,
yes, I know
you. You're them.
I know you. You know, so
funny.
I can remember I was just telling my buddy the other day because I went to go get my haircut and he was wearing a No Doubt shirt.
Oh,
and I was
my
like,
God.
I was like, you don't know who, nothing
no
about this
doubt.
Band. And he was like, please. And I was like, name one song. And he named like four. And I was like, oh, crap, maybe you do.
All right.
I remember I went to No Doubt's concert eighth grade. Super cool. Listen to, you know, Don't Speak, which was still to this day, every time I hear that song, I get goosebumps.
Yep.
That's an amazing record.
I mean, Gwen Stefani's amazing. She's actually a really good singer. Can
no,
we
she's,
talk
she's
about
legit.
Her voice and how, I mean, she's hot and great, just one of the most talented female artists out there.
Gwen Stefani was super fresh. She was I knew a lot of dudes that had a crush on her. I never saw it like that, but she was always uber, uber talented and stuff. And then when she made the Holla Back song, it's like, oh, I didn't want that to be a cut. I'll be honest. I was really kind of hating it first. And then I was, man, a few times been around that track. It's like, man, that's a cut low key. Like, if you don't start dancing to that, moving your shoulders when that comes on, you know, This is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. It's like, oh man, this song goes super, super hard, man. So yeah, man, shout out to 90s alternative music.
Yeah, we,
it's
we
always
spend the rest
goated.
Of the hour talking about it.
We could, we could. I don't want to piss people off like that, because there are a couple of big games today with a lot of implications. One of them is a game 7, which is, you know, the greatest two words in sports, game 7, besides Blazers win. You know, I think, you know, game 7 is an awesome, awesome experience for a lot of people. I was super excited.
No,
I was at dinner.
James Harden, not a good experience.
Not
for
him. I was at dinner watching James Harden completely S the bed last night. However, I will be at home to watch the Rockets versus the Warriors. Stephen Curry needs help. We thought it would be Buddy Hield. At times, it's Jimmy Buckets, but
he did.
But I think he's still kind of dealing with that tailbone thing, which kind of makes it harder for him to play defense and really stay in front of his guy, trying to defend some of these Rockets defenders, these young Rockets defenders. And I think the Rockets know that, and they're trying to be incredibly physical with Jimmy Butler right now. And so he's getting bumped a little harder, you know, getting nudged around a little bit more. The Warriors need to have a vintage Warriors game today. Steph Curry needs to have 25 to 30 points. Jimmy Buckets needs to chip in with 22, 23 points and a lot of defensive stops. But the most important person to me for this Warriors team right now is it Przemski? Is that, am I saying his name right? I think I often get it wrong. But he's the rookie guard. Przemski. I always say this man's name wrong. Forgive me for that. But man, this kid knows how to light it up. Every single time he finds his opportunity, he's almost kind of like what Aaron Gordon has been for this Denver's team. It's like he just shows up every single time that they need a big bucket for this team. So I think the other guys, as Shaq likes to call them, the others,
because he don't know who they are.
Because he don't know who they are. And it's cool because, you know, sometimes you don't know who
it's okay.
People are either.
He gets paid $15 million a year, though. So
Yeah, he's got like a list of things. He's got notes from people that tell him
and Chuck
names.
Both have it easy, and they still can't do their jobs. Albeit they're funny. I get it. But, God, way overpaid.
Yeah. Brandon Przemski. Yes. That's who I'm talking about. He makes big shots for them, you know, quite often. He's one of those guys, I think one of those other guys that really has to kind of step in and be great for this team as they move forward. It's funny because it looks like they've completely moved away from Jonathan Kuminga. He didn't even play in the last game. Like, he's mentally, Kuminga is not there no more. I don't know what happened, because he was somebody that was projected to be the next member of the big three for the Warriors. And for whatever reason, the wheels have completely fallen off with Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr.
They needed Jimmy Butler.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
they
for sure.
Needed him to take Kuminga's shots.
For sure. Jimmy Butler had a great game the other day. 27 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Almost, you know, flirted with the triple double. They just couldn't get it done. This Rockets team just keeps coming. And I'll be honest, I hate Dylan Brooks. Oh, there's not a player in the NBA that I dislike more than Dylan Brooks. Like, we think Draymond is bad. Like, Dylan Brooks is trash. I'm going to go ahead and say that, like, just as a fan, that man is trash. I understand he's a Duck. People respect him, but he was a dirty player as a Duck. Let's just be real. And now he's a dirty player in the NBA that just does nothing but get under your skin. That's his whole thing. And it's not like a Rodman get under your skin where I'm going to make you angry, but I'm also going to have 19 rebounds and 4 points as I do it. No, it's just crazy stuff for no reason. Step on the back of your heels, you're walking up the court just to, like, he wants to get socked in the face. That's Dylan Brooks' whole thing. But it's effective for this Rockets team. Jalen Green was plus 20 the other day and had 12 points. That's insane. He hasn't had a great game in these playoffs yet. Yet here they are, one game away from moving on to the second round and eliminating Stephen Curry. I think the Rockets can do this tonight. They've shown that they can play well at Oracle, or what's their arena called now? Is it Oracle?
I think so. I think it's still Oracle.
Yeah, they've shown they can play well and win there. They've shown they can play great defense. You got guys like Amen Thompson, who is a great 3-and-D guy. He's going to, you know, get to the cup whenever he wants
Rockets
to.
Rockets are home, by the way.
The Rockets are home. Okay, forgive me.
So they're back in Houston.
They're back in Houston. So is it Toyota Center?
I think it's the Toyota Center in Houston.
Yeah. So they're back in Houston now.
It's been that way since Yao was there. It's been a while. Yeah, they haven't renamed that one in a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. So they have their opportunity to really write their own story. You know, Ime Udoka, in my opinion, is the coach of the year. He is the best coach in the NBA. You look at what he did for Boston. He made them a championship team. That is Ime Udoka's championship. I don't care about anything else. That is that man's championship that they have in Boston. But he has an opportunity to really make his own history in Houston, where he once played. And so I'm pulling for Ime, obviously, for obvious reasons. He's a Portland guy. He went to Jefferson High School. He went to Portland State. Yes, I want all the best things for Ime Udoka right now. And so shout out to him and shout out to this Rockets team, this really young Rockets team, because this Rocket squad, I think, is the blueprint for the Blazers. This is what we are trying to accomplish here in Portland, is what Houston is doing right now. A young roster who played themselves up, plays great defense. They play together. This is what you want. A young point guard, a young big. That's the trajectory you want to be on. We'll see if the Blazers can do it. But yes, this game starts at 5:30.
Probably closer to like 5:45. Listed as a 5:30 start.
So this is an important game. So make sure you get there for that. Oh, let me see. Which channel is this on?
TNT.
TNT, 5:30. So.
And X-Factor Steven Adams, I think, is going to be the difference tonight. He scored like 16 off the bench for the Rockets the other night.
Strong-ass Steven Adams, man.
Like, yeah, I get it. OKC just doesn't really have a spot for him anymore, the way that their offense plays with Chet Holmgren. But dang, like, you still wish that they never would have given up on Steven Adams, because, yeah, like, Hartenstein's all right, but come on.
Hartenstein's great. I love Hartenstein.
But, like, I've always been a Steven Adams guy, and he just showed last night why he still is one of the better centers in the
league. Strongest dude.
Even off the bench.
Strongest dude in the league is Steven Adams. He's got that incredible Hulk type strength, and every team could use a veteran like Steven Adams. So tonight, 5:30. Warriors, Rockets, game 7. We'll see who wins and moves on to the second round. So we got one more game coming up today, and we'll get to that. But first, Jordan has sports.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Newer stuff is okay. I like how some of the newer stuff kind of weaves in the old stuff. Like, I don't know if you've seen Andor on Disney Plus.
Okay. Let me take that back. The TV shows are great. Mandalorian
was awesome.
Andor, the whole Baby Yoda craze. Like, I'm here for all of that. But episodes 7 and 8, kind of iffy. Episode 9, I still haven't seen the end because I have tried to watch it twice and I have fallen asleep, Rashad, both freaking times.
Yeah, episode 9 wasn't awesome. Like,
remember Luke Skywalker's warning? Mark Hamill literally told fans, like, it's don't maybe temper your expectations a little bit. Don't expect what you were hoping for.
Yeah, I don't know what we were expecting. I want to go see it because it's Star Wars, of course.
Of course.
But that's the one that I've probably seen the least. Definitely seen the least is episode 9. Like, I didn't really care. Kylo Ren should have been the...
I hate Kylo Ren. You know, Ren.
I thought he was awesome, but that's just me.
Dude, Adam Driver just... I didn't like him in Girls. Like, when he came out on that Lena Dunham show.
He was awesome in Girls. He was the only good part of that show.
No, none of that show was good.
That show was terrible. That's what I'm saying.
He was just an emotional neighbor boyfriend, whatever he was. Like, and he got famous.
I forget. He has a movie with Jason Bateman. Yeah. And, I forget her name, but either way, it's a pretty good. I think so. This Is Where I Leave You is what it's called. It's a really good movie. So Adam Driver is a great actor. I loved him as Kylo Ren. Agree to disagree type thing.
Yeah, that's okay.
Today, speaking of agreeing to disagree, is two teams that really don't care for each other a whole lot. There's a lot of playoff beef going back to when LeBron and Danny Granger were button heads, and Roy Hibbert, you know, and stuff like that. So today, 3:00 on TNT or Max or True TV or whatever it is you have, the Indiana Pacers visit the number one seed in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell, this Cleveland Cavaliers team is ready for a finals run. They might be the best team in the Eastern Conference. I still think it's the Celtics. The Pistons were all right. I think Cade Cunningham has put himself on the map as that guy. You know, first year we saw Anthony Edwards in the playoffs and everybody fell in love with him. It's like, I love this guy.
And no, then after Cade that, is him. He is him.
Cade is that dude. And so I think, and he don't say a lot. He don't have 15 different baby moms that he's not paying child support for. Like,
Anthony Edwards is an ass.
He kind of is, and that's one of the reasons I'm kind of off Anthony Edwards. And so Cade might be an ass too. But
Cade's actually a good person.
For now, that's what we don't know that, right? So we'll give it time because you usually the hero lives long enough to become the villain.
That's
and
also
so
true.
We'll see until when Cade starts winning too much how we turn on him. But this Cleveland team has got everything you need. They've got great coaching. They've got a deep bench. Ty Jerome. My God, he call him the Blazer Killer because he just tore us apart every single time he got the opportunity. But again, kind of like Brown from the Nuggets, he's always there. Like, he always there for them to get a big bucket, a big lay-in, a huge steal, something like that. Like, he's one of those guys, one of those glue guys that you have on your team. And then you throw in Jared Allen, quietly the best rim defender in the league, and really probably has been for quite a while, you know. Like, but we don't talk about Jared Allen a whole lot, but he's averaging 10.5 rebounds in the season and 14 points. Great numbers. He's averaging two at how many blocks? Shoot, let me see. Jared Allen averages, well, not a lot, but not as many as I would think, but still, we know he can change shots at the rim, and he can finish at the rim. He can catch that lob that you know is coming once Donovan Mitchell's driving to the rim and then throws it up. But I don't think this Indiana team is going to let them just walk over them. That's the one thing they're not. Say whatever you want to about Tyrese Halliburton and his dad and his voice or whatever the case is. That boy can play. Tyrese Halliburton is a 6'5" point guard that can get to the rim whenever he wants, that can pass the ball, that can shoot the three, and he can play defense. Tyrese Halliburton is one of the more underrated players in the league because I think there's still a lot of people that don't believe that he's as good as advertised.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at these matchups, and I think they match up really well as far as like what they can offer. I think the matchup between bigs, between Miles Turner and Jared Allen and Evan Mobley is going to be a great matchup today. Obviously, Halliburton versus Donovan Mitchell is going to be a huge, huge matchup. But I think it's going to come down to coaching. You know, I think you got two coaches that are, I don't want to call them innovative, but they're willing to make changes on the fly, and they're willing to throw. And we've been seeing, like, the Lakers, their detriment was they only went 5-6 deep. When you got an old team that doesn't really shoot a lot of, like, you can't go 5 or 6 deep. Both of these teams go 8 or 9 guys in there. TJ McConnell comes in the game, that's a change of pace from Tyrese Halliburton. You know, Evan Mobley really starts taking over offensively, like Donovan Mitchell can kind of more so be a defender and kind of facilitator and things like that, man. I think these teams match up really well. I think game one goes to Cleveland, but I think it's going to end in 6.
I don't think any Cleveland's probably not going to lose on their home court. I don't think there's any chance that Indiana gets a win in Cleveland. I just think without Darius Garland, they absolutely rolled against the Heat. Like, he didn't play in that game. So, yeah, game time decision tonight. They could have the great white hope at guard again in Max Strus and Sam Merrill tonight. Like, they literally beat up on the Miami Heat by 50 with two white guys starting at guard. All right. That's
saying
something.
Shout out to the white guys, man.
Shout out to the short white guys, man. That's what I always wanted to be in the NBA when I was a kid. But good for Merrill, good for Strus. Obviously, they can shoot threes, but having to lean on them for significant minutes, I mean, you kind of saw they didn't really have to play much. I think in that game 4, no starter played more than like 23, 25 minutes, and that was Donovan Mitchell, of course. But I say you look more at the ancillary pieces when it comes to games like this. You talk about the matchup between Mobley and Allen, and then you talk about, like, Pascal Siakam for the Indiana Pacers. It's just like, okay.
Champion Pascal Siakam.
Exactly. And you talk about the pedigree from Toronto that he brought. It's why he's there. It's why Kawhi Leonard is in Los Angeles. They have that experience. But just overall, Cleveland is too good. They're too damn good. And you still, I don't think you even mentioned DeAndre Hunter coming off the bench.
No,
still
he's huge.
Really good.
Atlanta, that was one of the biggest pickups of the year, is getting DeAndre Hunter from Atlanta. For
sure. I think they just have more of those ancillary pieces than Indiana does.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, they have more of those pieces, but I think where Indiana is great is they do it by committee. You know, like if somebody is not there for the night, like they can pick up the slack in other ways. Like we've seen the Nembhards all of a sudden, you know, come out and play really, really well. And we've seen Miles Turner have those games. And we've seen Obi Toppin, you know, be able to kind of really give you some significant
minutes.
Like
Obi Toppin.
Yeah, he's a good young player. You know, we've seen, like, Benedict Mathurin when he's not getting choked out by Giannis or grabbed up by Giannis. We've seen him have a pretty important role for this team. And so that's the kind of thing I like about him. Like, it might not be Tyrese Halliburton that beats you with scoring. It might not be him. It might be Andrew Nembhard, who comes through and has an amazing game from the perimeter. Like, it might be one of those other guys. TJ McConnell, we've seen him have some amazing games in the playoffs and really lead his team to some big wins. And so that's what I'm looking at for this Indiana team. Are they as deep as Cleveland? Maybe not, but not by much. Not by much. I don't think that. So that game starts today, 3:00 on TNT. I will be there. I'll be watching that. Is it 3 Eastern time, or is that like?
No, they fixed that a long time ago. They list it in your time zone on ESPN.
That's good. I lost some shoes doing that one time.
So. As a kid, yeah. I remember they, in fact, when I started in the business, they still listed like ET on ESPN. So yeah. You just had to do the math in your head.
Yeah, I'm not good at math. But my math is great and says that the Cavaliers have pretty much had their way with most teams in the Eastern Conference thus far. I do think they're going to win this series. I don't think Indiana's going to make it easy for them. So the math for me is 4-2 Cavaliers over the Pacers.
I don't think I have anything different to say than that as far as a prediction goes. I just don't think Cleveland's going to lose on their home court. And, yeah, 6 would be the one to wrap it up then that way, right? Yeah.
Well, hopefully Indiana surprises us and they push to 7. I think that's what we all want to see is a great series that goes 7 games.
Oh, wait, if I'm saying that Cleveland's not going to lose on their home court, I'm saying they'll wrap it up in 5. No, I say, they'll wrap it up in 5, right?
Think so?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I think Cleveland's going to get it.
There we go. Cleveland in 5. I'm saying Cleveland in 6. Time will tell. Game 1 starts today at 3 o'clock. We'll have a lot more of a better idea of what's happening after that. So what do you say we tie a bow on this joint and let's talk some Mariners?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
give them their roses.
Apparently, the Mariners are doing really, really well right now. It is May, but we're going to say the Mariners are doing good. We're going to tell you just how good they're doing when we come back right here at Sports Sunday on The Fan. If you're Jordan, I understand the excitement right now. A lot of great things are happening if you're the Mariners. Still some room for improvement, obviously. You know, there's still an opportunity to get better. But for now, you're 20-12. You're in first place in the AL West, right? Like, you're exactly where you want to be. You got a guy in Cal Raleigh who's first in the league in home runs.
My God.
Right?
You got two more home runs over the weekend. Good Lord.
You know, you got a guy in J.P. Crawford who has a pretty good batting average right now. He's top 30, you know, the top 50 right now, which doesn't sound like a lot in baseball, but...
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot. You know, right now, I think he's hovering right around 30,
he's like 290.
31.
Yeah, he's
287.
287.
So, yeah, so right there. Brian Wu, so far, is having a great season. 4 wins, only 1 loss, and then 2.58 ERA.
He's been the ace so far.
So things are moving in the right direction. My whole thing, I just want them to sustain it. So if we can get to this point and it's July and August and they're still playing this well, man, I don't have anything bad to say. But we've seen the Mariners have great starts to their season, right? Multiple great starts to their season. And for whatever reason, it just doesn't end the way we want it to,
Right.
But right now I think they're playing some amazing baseball. Jordan, you're obviously a much bigger fan as you are constantly in all Mariners garb.
Yeah, pretty like much every day boy. In here.
Tell me, where do the Mariners go from here, my guy?
I mean, you hope that they can sustain the success, right? But I think one of the ways that they have been doing just so much better this year as compared to last year is actually hitting in the situations where right. they need to hit. Runners in scoring position in the last week has just transformed. Even in their wins earlier in the season, they were kind of still going like, 3-for-12, 4-for-13, just under 300. And good teams, they hit 300-500 with runners in scoring position. That's just, you clutch up. That's what you do. That's what you see the guys like the Dodgers doing, usually when they're winning the World Series. And then the New York Yankees, who are the best team in the American League right now, you clutch up. Guys get on second base, you hit them in. The Mariners, early in the season, were able to get a lot of guys on base, didn't necessarily hit them in a lot of the time. And frankly, there were probably 3 or 4 wins. I know the Mariners are in first place now, but they're probably 3 or 4 wins that they gave up even earlier in that first week or two in that series against San Francisco, in that series against the Athletics, because they just couldn't hit guys home. But thankfully, you see the comfort at the plate. I don't know if it's the Edgar Martinez effect. You look back to August of last season, and they do have one of the best offenses in baseball.
For sure.
Top 5 in average, top 5 in on-base percentage, top 5 in slugging. They get on base at not just with hits, but with walks. They're able to situationally hit, which is something they weren't doing last year.
And I mentioned Cal Raleigh, but, you know, it's Jorge Blanco, and you're also looking at Dylan Moore and guys that are really – able to deliver for you. And these guys are within the top. Well, I think Jorge is top 10 in home runs?
Yeah, he doesn't qualify technically, but if he did, he'd be like the second best average in the American League right now behind Aaron Judge.
And so you got
almost 400.
So right now you got the bats that are doing it. And I think the biggest thing is, can you maintain this moving forward for, and it doesn't have to be like this. We can almost guarantee that they won't hit as well as we get into.
I actually disagree with you just
really?
Because, well, so I'm not sure if you know this, but Dylan Moore on the injured list right now. Luke Raley just went on the injured list. They lost Ryan Bliss, their starting second baseman, to open the year because of a torn bicep. So they've literally gotten three position players taken away from them, two starting pitchers in George Kirby, who didn't even start the season with the team, and Logan Gilbert, who just went out last week, but able to pull some rabbits out of the hat, magically still kind of shuffle those guys up and down from the bullpen. And I don't know if you saw the start by Logan Evans, his debut filling in for Logan Gilbert last Sunday. He looked like a true major league pitcher already at the age of 23, coming in to replace a starter that was depended on, like Brian Wu came in for his first career start a couple years ago, just like George Kirby came up into the league. It's like that pitching lab for the Mariners still has them able to compete. And that was one of the things, Rashad, that I was concerned about going into this year, because the hitting hasn't been as good. The Mariners pitching staff has essentially been shouldering the load since they got back to the playoffs in 2022. And after three seasons, you would expect to see some cracks in the shield. You expect to see some injuries, but even still through that, even with the injuries, both on the hitting and pitching side of things, they're winning. So like Dylan Moore comes back. I'd even mention Victor Robles went down with that dislocated shoulder in that series against San Francisco. The Mariners are playing with like 6 out of 9 healthy guys in their lineup right now.
Yeah, and yet and still.
Yeah.
Yet and still, they're 8-10, or 8 out of the last 10. And
6 in a row, man.
Yeah, and six in a row. And I want to say, is it like 12 of their last 15?
Yeah,
like,
actually 14 of their last 16 now.
Yeah, 14 of the last 16. So
or
they're,
17, excuse
So they're
me.
Rolling right now. And right now is a great time for you to get to Seattle and go watch this team complete. They've won they're going to try to make it a clean sweep against the Rangers today. I think that first pitch is at
11:35. And let me just throw this in there really quick, Rashad. Their playoff odds at this point, you're right, it's just a month into the season, but their playoff odds are at 96.4%, according to FanGraphs.
Can you feel the fever?
I feel the fever.
Can you feel the fever? And if the Mariners make the playoffs,
95 out of 100 on the test is pretty good.
I'm there. If the Mariners make the playoffs, I'm paying for that ticket. And I will be in the building like that. That's something that we absolutely have to see happen. I don't think the Blazers are going to be winning a championship anytime soon.
No, I think the Mariners or the Ducks, that's our best chance.
I think the Mariners, I think it'd definitely be the Ducks that would be able to get there first.
Yeah.
I think the Mariners are second. And after we get Cooper Flagg, the Blazers will be third.
Man, it is just so, that'd be nice. But let me just say, as a Mariners fan, it's so fun to actually just sit back and watch them hit. Because a lot of these wins last year, they gave up that 10-game lead. I think June was when it kind of started to fall off for the Mariners, because they were winning with chaos ball. They weren't actually winning in a sustainable way. It was, runner misses first base, and we're going to win because their team committed three errors. Or, a pass ball, and we get in on like a strikeout and a pass ball scoring a run. There was never like a real hit or something solid. They had almost no sacrifice flies
and baseball,
earlier in the season. Just small ball wasn't happening. But they're hitting home runs and they're playing small ball super well right now.
And a baseball is one of those sports to where I think the reason things fall apart quickly is because they play so many games.
Yeah.
Guys get dinged up. I don't know how many doubleheaders guys play anymore. If they even that's still a thing. But baseball was
just
the one sport.
Just on rainouts.
Yeah, but baseball was the one sport that would give you two games in a day. Like, that's insane, and that's a lot to put your body through, you know? And so I think that's really the reason why once we get to, like, July and August, you see the kind of the slide, just because, like, it's tough to stay in shape all that time. It's tough to, you know, kind of deal with those nagging injuries and pulls and things like that. Swinging the baseball bat that hard, that's torque on your back. That's your arms. Like, throwing a baseball that hard, that kills your shoulder.
A lot of Mariners dealing with oblique injuries, actually.
You know,
it's one
of those things. Like, you hit that. Remember Tiger's biggest thing was his back, because he was swinging that damn golf club so incredibly hard. Like, right? Like, you didn't see a whole lot of golfers with back issues, but you saw Tiger with them because he went so incredibly hard.
Yeah.
When you're swinging the best, especially right now, if you're swinging as well as the Mariners are, you're probably going to have some soreness by the time we get to June and July. And so that's usually where things kind of start falling apart. So hopefully, wishing for health for the Mariners, wishing for consistency, because I think that's going to be, especially from your pitching, that's another space that we don't talk enough about, as far as the Mariners could be great if they can just keep consistent pitching.
Yep.
And that hasn't really been the case. Remember, we were super excited about King Felix for a long time. And, you know, I think it's been a long time since there's been that level of excitement around.
No, the last pitching. 3 years, the young pitching staff, that's the one thing that they've been doing right.
No, it's getting yeah. better. But if it can stay consistent throughout the year,
especially
once you get to September and October,
yeah,
that's really where things, we've seen the Yankees fall apart because they have ass pitching.
Well, the Mariners just got Matt Brash back from injury, the kid that was down with Tommy John surgery since I think the last time he appeared in a game was September of 2023. Mm-hmm. He's one of your leverage bullpen pieces. Their closer, Andres Munoz, 12 for 12 in save opportunities, 15 strikeouts, has not given up a single run so far all season. So the pitching, definitely one of those strong stalwarts that the Mariners are continuing to lean on.
So lots of reasons to be excited about this Mariner squad and excited about their progression, excited about these young pitchers, excited about the bats that are getting swung right now. There's a lot of positivity coming out of Seattle, and I want to be a part of it. So I'm going to make sure I get to some games. They got some pretty good food at that, you know,
they
the stadium too.
A lot of good pizza now. Like, they got calzones. Yeah. They've got like this local, like, new pizza place that everybody's going crazy about up there at the stadium now.
Yeah, come on, Portland, catch up, man.
No, like, you have to go to this pizza place, you have to wait in line for an hour, but in the stadium you can actually get it a lot quicker. So, like, don't go to the actual location in town.
Stadium.
Yeah, just go to a game at T-Mobile Park.
Buy a ticket and go to the stadium. Guaranteed, you'll love it.
And there's watch JP Crawford extend his hitting streak to 12 games.
There's nothing like great baseball in the spring and summer, man. So go out there and check out your Mariners and see what's going on. So, man, Jordan, I appreciate you, my guy. It was
always fun, man. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Love you, man.
So love you more, man. So shout out to my guy, Joe. Hopefully he's feeling a little better with the runs, and he should be back on air for his baseball show. And then he'll be back here for this sports show next week, and we'll do it all again. So I hope you guys enjoy this weather. Enjoy Cinco de Mayo. Celebrate your boy and his birthday. They throw me a big party downtown every year, so maybe I'll see you down there today. Again, Jordan, I appreciate you, my guy.
Yeah, man, appreciate you. Appreciate everybody out there. And happy birthday once again, Rashad.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that so much. And thank all of you for everything. Love you guys, man. And we will see y'all next week right here, Sports Sunday. I'm going to holler at y'all. Peace.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.